he's the ACLU's worst nightmare, because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach, and this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Good evening, Kansas City, and welcome to the pre-debate episode of the Chris Kobach Show. Welcome, and I hope you will stay with us as we get ready for tonight's presidential debate. The Chris Kobach Show will run from 6 to 8, as it always does, and then, of course, tonight's presidential debate begins at 8 o'clock. So we'll be talking a lot about the presidential debate tonight, as well as some other topics that you probably have not heard in the mainstream media. But I want to begin with one of them. And that is the topic that, it's interesting, the mainstream media just has not covered. I could be wrong, but I haven't heard hardly any coverage of it on CNN or in the mainstream papers. But that's the WikiLeaks dump that just came out with some really damning information about Hillary Clinton, which the mainstream media has been all too willing to allow to be swamped by the NBC's release of an 11-year-old video with Donald Trump saying some rather embarrassing and inappropriate things that has been all the rage and, of course, has caused some weak-kneed Republicans to jump ship. And meanwhile, something that actually has some bearing on policy was released about Hillary, and the media has been just all too willing to let that be brushed aside. So I want to talk about what Hillary said. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot to talk about with regard to Trump and what he said. He's apologized for it. It's completely inappropriate. But it really has nothing to do with the issues that our country faces. Meanwhile, the WikiLeaks release of very damaging emails and other transcripts about Hillary Clinton that have a lot to do with the policy choices faced by this country are being ignored. And it just shows, in my opinion, how truly biased the mainstream media is. I mean, absolutely, cover the Trump, cover the issues in the 11-year-old Trump audio. By all means, cover it. It does certainly reflect the man's character. But to ignore everything else is amazing. And here's the other thing that I also want to talk about tonight. How is it that NBC was sitting on this audio and video for 11 years, and then just happened to introduce it now, just at this critical point in the election as an October surprise, right before the second debate? How is it, and right at the time that WikiLeaks was going to be dumping something that was likely to be embarrassing to Hillary? NBC has become an arm of the DNC, in my opinion, and NBC's decision and timing in releasing this suggests to me that they are just doing it not as a neutral news organization, but they're doing, you know, they're releasing it because they want to have maximum negative impact on the Republicans in this year's presidential race. So 576-7710 is the number. 576-7710 is the number, as always, to reach the Chris Kobach Show. So the first topic I want to talk about is this, NBC's timing, but more importantly, the two stories that are being missed, the two stories that are being missed in all of this, which are just absolutely shocking. The first one is the fact that Trump, or rather that Clinton said in a fundraising meeting that she favors open borders. She wants open trade and open borders throughout the Western Hemisphere. And the term open borders should be in quotes. She used the term open borders. Now, as someone who's been working on the immigration issue for much of my career, open borders is one of those terms we kind of use as an exaggeration term, just like you might say someone is a hawk, you know, when he's for having significant increases or at least substantial military spending. You don't literally mean that he's hawkish, or you might call somebody a warmonger, but you don't really mean that he craves war. You know, it's an exaggerative term. I don't usually think that people literally favor open borders when I refer to them as members of the open borders crowd. I usually use that as an exaggeration that people understand to mean they want lax enforcement of our immigration laws and they certainly don't want a wall. But Hillary literally used the term open borders. She is for open borders, a borderless America. And she said it, and said it to donors, and it's getting zero coverage. And that's the and that was part of the WikiLeaks dump. The other thing she said is that you need to have two personas in a presidential campaign. The persona that actually talks about deals and makes deals and negotiates legislation, and then the persona that tells the public something else. Just unbelievable. And neither one of those is getting barely any mention at all outside of Fox News. It's absolutely incredible. And again, I think this is entirely by design. NBC wanted to swamp, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but it appears that the timing suggests NBC wanted to swamp what they knew would be damning information that WikiLeaks has been telling us they're going to be releasing for quite some time now. And they wanted to make sure that it was preempted by this 11-year-old video of Donald Trump saying some very inappropriate things. All right, 576-7710. I'm curious on your opinion on this. Did you hear about the open borders remark by Hillary Clinton saying she favors open borders in the Western Hemisphere? Unbelievable stuff. And her remark about having two personas, one for the public to see and one that really does the policy decision-making. 576-7710, Teresa Chris Kobach Show. We'll be talking about all of this and more in our pre-debate edition of the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM. He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights.
Dave Ramsey here, and I'm thrilled to tell you that we're coming to Kansas City with our brand new event, Smart Money, on October 20th. Join me and Rachel Cruz. It's time to live more and worry less. Don't miss it. Get your seats at DaveRamsey.com.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet-inclusive luxury experience by Charisma. The Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort, ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
Hi folks, Kevin Jordan, Interstate 49 Truck Center in sunny Grandview. Well, so far, nobody's figured out how to fix the heat, rain, and humidity, but at Interstate 49 Truck Center, we can fix your Powerstroke, Duramax, Cat, or Cummins diesel, no problem. Light and medium trucks are our specialty, so bring yours in and you'll be back on the road in no time. Sales or service, we can help you with both. Come see us on the old 71 Highway or the new Interstate 49, just south of Gale's Harley-Davidson. Look for the bucket trucks and we'll see you on the garage floor.
Stressed out about holiday party plans? Whether you're entertaining in your home or office, Broncato's Catering has a huge selection of menus to dazzle your guests. Book today. Call 816-765-4707 or visit BroncatosCatering.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Are you burnt out on your current job? Looking for a new opportunity that could change your life? KC Job Fair will be held at Fabulous Union Station from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 18th. Some of the area's most sought-after employers will be on site accepting in-person applications. Bring a copy of your resume, dress to impress. Some companies will be conducting interviews on site as well. For more information, visit kcjobfair.com. Again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday, October the 18th at Union Station. Brought to you by Vatterott College. Visit them online today at Vatterott.com. Edu. Hey guys, it's Rob Carson for MyPillow. Are you still readjusting and adjusting your pillow all night? Are you still having a bad night's sleep? It's time to order MyPillow. 2-for-1 special on this American-made 10-year warranty pillow that you will love. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and enter code KCMO. It is washable and dryable. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Stop having a lousy night's sleep and order your MyPillow 2-for special. Go to MyPillow.com, enter code KCMO. You're going to love MyPillow.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Welcome
back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Boy, that theme music is pretty appropriate. Final countdown. It really is. Here we are on October 9th, less than a month till the presidential election of November 8th. And the voting's already set to begin in several states. In Kansas, voting begins 20 days before the election. In Missouri, I can't remember. I think it's a little bit later than that. But bottom line, some states are already about to begin. Ohio, for example, begins 28 days before the election, so it'll start on Tuesday. And here we have the final debate, not the final debate, the second of three, but the final debate before early voting begins. And so this is an important one. And I really do think that this is it's a do-or-die moment for the Republicans and for Donald Trump specifically. After his, mediocre performance, he won the first half, in my opinion, lost the second half of the first debate. And then after this, I think, specifically timed dump of the 11-year-old video and audio of his inappropriate remarks 11 years ago, he's on the ropes, and he has got to hit a home run tonight. There's really no other way around it, because he was surging in the polls going into the first debate, looked very, very good, winning. He's still winning Ohio, but it's looking like he's going to win Ohio handily. But now Florida has, the polling numbers have retrenched a little bit for the Trump campaign. And so, he's, momentum is not with him, and he's got to score in a big way. And he's also going to enter the debate on the ropes, because he's going to have to apologize again about his very inappropriate and outrageous remarks from 11 years ago. But then he's got to pivot quickly and say, this debate isn't about what I wrongly said 11 years ago. This debate is about our country and the fact that our Constitution is in tatters and our borders are non-existent, and we are needing to defeat ISIS, and Hillary Clinton won't do it. He's got to go heavily on the offensive, and he's got to score lots of punches, and he's got to score them in a quotable way. So big, big task ahead of Donald Trump. And I don't know. We'll see if he's up to it. I mean, this is only his second one-on-one debate in his entire career. And that's it's a tall order, your second debate being one on the presidential stage in front of tens of millions of Americans. And he's got to perform like this. Now, that said, he's a TV personality. And, of course, it was his TV personality stardom that got him in trouble. And so we have seen ad nauseum this week, but he's got to absolutely be on his game and dominate that stage tonight. If he doesn't, I'll be very worried. It's the numbers show that he's got, and people are going to be watching too. Interestingly, you wouldn't think that the second debate would be the one that everyone's tuning into, but in light of this coordinated release of documents and what I would describe as a media attack, he's going to have to be on. And I think the viewership for the second debate, it could be wrong, but the viewership for the second debate is probably going to rival the viewership of the first debate. And the interesting thing about this particular debate stage is that it's the same stage where George H.W. Bush and John Kerry or Al Gore, I think it was Al Gore, who walked over and got in his space, and George Bush famously shrugged. It was the same debate where Ross Perot and Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush were on the stage together. Big event. Hard to overstate how important this one's going to be. And I say that knowing full well that usually presidential debates don't change that much. This time, I think they're going to change a lot. So we shall see. We'll see what happens. But very big, and the amazing thing is that what should have been the biggest story of the week was Hillary Clinton saying to her donors that you have to have a public persona and a private persona, and the reason is you need to keep the electorate calm. because of what may be going on in private negotiations behind closed doors on legislation. I mean, just really surprising. And even worse, her statement that she wants open borders in the Western Hemisphere. Much worse. The one of the worst policy statements of the campaign. But it's getting no coverage whatsoever because all of the coverage is focused on this 11-year-old Trump video. It's amazing. Haven't seen anything like this before. So what do you think? 576-7710 is the number, 576-7710, to reach the Chris Kobach Show. Have you even heard anything about the documents that were released by WikiLeaks concerning Hillary Clinton? And do you agree that the timing of NBC's document dump is extremely suspicious? I mean, it suggests, like no other thing I've seen NBC do, just how committed they are to the Hillary Clinton campaign, just how devoted they are to ensuring that they will do everything possible to make sure that Hillary wins. It's shocking, but I guess by now we shouldn't be surprised. So the open borders comment has got to hurt her. And if Trump is smart, he will use it and use it repeatedly during the campaign and during this debate. And he'll put her on her heels and he will make her defend it and say, how can you actually say you are for open borders? You pull that issue, do you think our borders should be more secure? Even among Democrats, majorities will agree with that proposition. And their candidate is taking a position in favor of, quote, open borders, end quote. In any other context, it would have been a bomb dropped on Hillary's campaign. But in the wake of the 11-year-old Trump audio and video, it's just a pin dropping next to a grenade exploding. So it's really interesting. And of course, this all raises the question of how Trump is going to deal with this in the debate. It's going to be so difficult for him to apologize quickly and effectively, which he has to do, for his past comments, and then change the subject. And I don't know. I'll be watching. And I'm sure you will be too. But let's talk about the debate. 576-7710 is the number. 576-7710. You can dial that 913-4816 area code. 576-7710 to reach the Chris Kobach Show. And we'll cover all of this and more when we return to the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Continuous product evaluation and innovation. Cimarron understands the importance of keeping your horses and livestock comfortable in transit. That's why they have developed their Comfort by Design system that is made up of ingenious features to promote a quiet stall area and comfortable temperature, like VHB attached side sheets and insulated roof material on every trailer. For your next Cimarron trailer, contact Transwest Trailers at www.transwest.com.
Are you in a tough spot, face-to-face with a situation where the solution is nowhere in sight? Many people have found that turning to God for help not only brings needed comfort, but clear-cut, practical direction that leads to just the right solution. Hear firsthand experiences on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel, Sunday morning at 8:30 on KCMO Talk Radio.
CBS News Update. When will the elephant in the room be discussed? That's the question on the minds of many who will be listening to tonight's debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Correspondent Major Garrett says he could handle it different ways.
Donald Trump finds himself in this vice-like pressure from his running mate, who wants him to be contrite and mellow, and other advisors who want him to bring the 2x4 and take it straight into that debate forum.
As for Clinton, will Trump bring up husband Bill's transgressions? Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Clinton campaign says that would be disastrous for Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton is the one running, not Bill Clinton. That's like blaming Melania Trump for what Donald Trump said in that leaked audio.
And what do voters think?
A civil war is going to happen. People that are voting for Trump and he drops out, they're not going to vote for Hillary. They're not going to give up their guns.
If Pence were running, boy, I'd vote for that ticket, Pence and Pence.
You can listen to tonight's debate on many of these CBS stations. CBS News.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
A very light breeze for your Sunday evening. Maybe a few more clouds as we head into the evening. That's going to turn skies partly cloudy during the overnight, and that's eventually going to lead to a chance for rain. Maybe even just a few sprinkles for our Monday as we start the work week. Morning temperatures in the lower 50s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Target Time Defense in Blue Springs is the choice for training, indoor range shooting, and firearms. Say hello to TJ Nigro at the range or listen to Target Time KC Gun Talk Saturday at noon on KCMO.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson for Harry's. What is Harry's? Well, Harry's is going to revolutionize the way you shave. Maybe you're used to going every few months to the wholesale club and buying a bunch of blades for $50. A lot of these big razor companies, they make a small change, come out with the newest version, and raise their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging. They make their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same because they own the factory in Germany where they make the blades. Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves, sell them online for half the price. $2 a blade compared to $4 that you'll pay at drugstores or wholesale clubs or wherever. You can try Harry's for just $3. The free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, shaving gel. Just pay $3 for shipping. Plus, I have a special offer for my listeners. Enter code Carson at checkout. Get the Post Shave Balm for free with your order. Just go to harrys.com, click on the start trial, and enter my name at checkout. harrys.com. That's harrys.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City. KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk. On the air at 103.7 FM and AM 710.
Target Time Defense in Blue Springs is the choice for training, indoor range shooting, and firearms. Say hello to TJ Nigro at the range or listen to Target Time KC Gun Talk Saturday at noon on KCMO.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson for Harry's. What is Harry's? Well, Harry's is going to revolutionize the way you shave. Maybe you're used to going every few months to the wholesale club and buying a bunch of blades for $50. A lot of these big razor companies, they make a small change, come out with the newest version, and raise their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging. They make their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same because they own the factory in Germany where they make the blades. Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves, sell them online for half the price. $2 a blade compared to $4 that you'll pay at drugstores or wholesale clubs or wherever. You can try Harry's for just $3. The free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, shaving gel. Just pay $3 for shipping. Plus, I have a special offer for my listeners. Enter code Carson at checkout. Get the Post Shave Balm for free with your order. Just go to harrys.com, click on the start trial, and enter my name at checkout. harrys.com. That's harrys.com.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk. On the air at 103.7 FM and AM 710. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now, 103.7 FM.
When our values are under assault, when our sovereignty is invaded, when our Constitution is in tatters, when political correctness is on the march, it's time to mobilize. The war of ideas has begun. Welcome to the arsenal. Welcome to the Chris Kobach Show.
I can't believe.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710, where the number is 576-7710. But we've got a full switchboard right now, so you'll have to wait till somebody hangs up before you can get in. But it's 576-7710. Before we go to the calls, I want to give you the exact quotes. I misquoted it slightly. These are the WikiLeaks dumps that are very damaging to the Clinton campaign. But isn't it interesting? NBC releases the Trump 11-year-old audio that they have had for 11 years.
They say all you care about.
And the here's the exact quote of what Hillary said about her. It was not public and private persona. It's public and private position. Quote, I mean politics. I should give you a little context. She's speaking to the National Multi-Housing Council. And here's her quote. I mean politics is like sausage being made. It is unsavory and it has always been that way, but we usually end up where we need to be. But if everybody's watching, you know, all of the backroom discussions and the deals, you know, then people get a little nervous, to say the least. So you need both a public and a private position. End quote. Her other very damning statement was made to a Brazilian bank in 2013. She said she had a dream of a, quote, hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders, end quote. Open borders. Not even an exaggeration of her position. That is her position. Anyway, all of this would be in the news, but for the fact that NBC released its 11-year-old tapes just perfectly to stomp on the WikiLeaks dump. All right, let's go to the phones. First up is Tom in Shawnee. You're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Well, I've got two major points I want to make.
Okay.
First of all, I think it would be great if Trump tonight would get on immigration and then press her for an answer, and when she doesn't answer, which she won't, and say, well, may I ask, madam, which persona are we talking to, your private or your public?
Yeah, exactly. Which position is this?
I see her face turning red with that one in anger.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that it's so disgusting to me to see over and over and over again the Republicans that we elect to offices to come against these people and buckle like they have today. They've made the situation much worse. It's almost like they wish that we would lose.
Yeah.
But the Senate and the House are both in dire threat, too. And there's one of two things. Either they agree mostly with these people, or they don't understand what is going on, and they certainly don't know how to fight it.
Well, I'll tell you this. In my personal opinion, which could be wrong, is that many of these Republicans, certainly Mitt Romney and probably John McCain, never wanted Trump to win this election anyway. I just think they have so much antipathy toward him for a variety of reasons that this is just, again, I could be wrong, but it looks to me like it might be an excuse.
That's putting
self
before country.
Yeah, I know it is, and it's horrible.
These people are communists, and everything they do, this president, every action he makes is the opposite of common sense if you were trying to protect your own country.
Yeah, and you know, as I said earlier, look, at this point, our country's going down the tube. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact.
Exactly.
You know, our courts are populated with activist judges. I have personally argued in front of many of them, and it's almost impossible to get a court to uphold the law as it is written.
Exactly.
They want to rewrite the law. And so we don't have any choice. Whoever the Republican candidate is, because it happens to be a candidate who will support originalist conservative judges, I have to support with every fiber of my political being, because whether I like his personality or his style or not, because we don't have any more time as a country.
No, we don't. If she gets in for 4 years, we'll never recover.
Yeah.
Unless,
and I can tell you,
the other option is going to be that there will be another civil war.
It's
because these people.
I don't know what's going to happen, but as our country, you know, and the thing is, the country will not go down in flames. The country will still be relatively prosperous, but business will be choked, and lots of people will be losing their jobs. But you know, it's going to be a slow slide, and that's the interesting thing. What happens when a great country slides slowly, as opposed to quickly? Do people ever realize what's happening, or does it all happen so slowly that no one really?
It wouldn't really have to be slow. With as much debt as we're incurring,
all we need
is somebody to unite the nations against us and sell the debt, and where we're going to be.
That is certainly something that would be cataclysmic. Very good point. Well, I agree with you, Tom. He's got to get on immigration. On the first debate, he barely touched it. He gave it a passing mention, and that's where I faulted him in the second half of the first debate. He needed to get on the attack. That is his best issue for attacking Hillary. And he didn't. So hopefully tonight he will get on.
It just makes me absolutely sick to my stomach to see these Republicans bolt and run.
Yeah. Well, but bear in mind, the ones who are bolting and running, most of them are squishy to begin with. I'm really disappointed in Paul Ryan. Thought he had a little more spine than that.
Well, and the other one I'm really disappointed in, too, is the one from Utah. Trying a blank on his name.
You thinking of Hatch?
No,
not sure which one.
Hatch, I wouldn't be surprised, but the one that's a friend of Cruz.
Chaffetz? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Mike Lee.
Mike Lee, yes.
Yeah. Well, Mike Lee's always been, because of the tension between Cruz and Trump, I think Mike Lee's always been standoffish toward Trump. But it is interesting watching this whole thing, this thing unfold in slow motion. But it's all going to start happening in fast motion, starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Well, Tom, thanks for your comments. I really appreciate it, and I agree. He's got to go on the attack on immigration if Trump is going to come out of this with any chance of winning the election. Really, I don't want to make it sound that grave, but I do think he's losing ground, and especially the numbers in Florida are very worrisome. So, if he can start getting some positive points scored, and by points I mean debating points and ones that the public perceives as Trump putting Hillary squarely on the defensive and showing how bad her position is, then I think he can turn this around. All right, let's go back to the phones. Next up is Doug and Lee. Doug, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Yeah, I want you to know Donald Trump looks for vital information, and if he can't be successful, he's not going to make a bad decision. That's what I don't see Hillary Clinton necessarily doing that. But what I want to bring up is the Clintons. Let's go back when Waco, Texas started. They didn't apologize to the American people when you had American troops on American soil against American people, and they didn't get their day in court, and that was against the Constitution of the United States.
Well, and Bill Clinton didn't apologize to the American people for Juanita Broderick, and I can't remember him apologizing for Monica Lewinsky. Maybe he did.
How about when they were going into the Chinese port, and Bill Clinton was riding on a Navy vessel, and he flew the American flag underneath the Chinese flag? What kind of crap is that?
Yeah.
Nobody apologized to the American people.
Well, and bear in mind, Hillary Clinton is a lot farther to the left than her husband, so it's going to be the Obama administration on steroids with Hillary in charge, if she is in charge.
Well, I Whitewater. I don't know how much of that you kept up with.
Yeah.
Let's bring up some stuff. Who can cast the first stone? I don't believe Donald Trump should apologize for anything. I believe he should look at Hillary and say, you've been just as misappropriate as anybody else has.
You know, and I think that's a fair point. It really is. It's a hard point for it to do in a debate. It's a it's a really tough move to sincerely express some regret for, which I think he has to for the comments. They were totally inappropriate. But then to go on the attack, that's the tough part, because Hillary absolutely, during Bill Clinton's many philandering transgressions, either covered for her husband or attacked the woman. And as if Hillary is Lily White and all this, there's definitely a point where one has to say enough's enough.
Well,
all Trump did was talk in a very lewd and inappropriate way. her husband, Hillary's husband, acted, not just talked. And Hillary helped destroy the reputations of the women he acted against.
I believe that Donald Trump needs to tell the people, I'm going to do like JFK and Ronald Reagan, and I'm going to grow the economy 5% a year in the 8 years I'm in office.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. And he's got to do that and hit her on so many different things, including Benghazi. He's got to hit her on immigration, got to hit her on Benghazi, and hit her hard. If he's got to come out of this a winner tonight, in my opinion, to turn some of the public opinion around. But I appreciate the call, Doug, really do, and thanks for joining the Chris Kobach Show. All right, let's take a quick break. We got a couple lines open now, 576-7710, if you want to join the discussion. We will take your thoughts and hear your reaction to the burying of the WikiLeaks information on Hillary Clinton, and we'll cover some more topics as well here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO. We've got your news right here. KCMO, Kansas City. Local, regional, and national news from CBS Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour. Every hour.
On Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
103.7 FM and AM 710. KCMO.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
They say all you care about is a low price. Well, we know you care about much more than that. This is Airman for Midwest Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing to say that Lennox has announced up to $1,600 in rebates on qualifying home comfort systems. But here's the more. Midwest is adding a free $500 April Air whole home humidifier, an unheard of 3-year labor warranty, and 12-month 0% financing or 5-year fixed payment plans with approved credit. There's a great deal that goes into choosing which company you trust. So remember this. Of the 7,000 Lennox dealers in all of North America, only 2 have made Lennox top 25 dealer list every year for the last 30 years. And Midwest is one of them. We'll do it right. 6 decades, same family ownership, same standards of excellence. Trust your heir to the best. Midwest. Midwest Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. 816-943-8400 or MidwestHeating.com.
KCMO. We've got your news right here. KCMO, Kansas City. Local, regional, and national news from CBS Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour. Every hour.
On Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
103.7 FM and AM 710. KCMO.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City. The KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO. KCMO.
Hey, it's Mike Ferguson from the Midday Show. On Monday, some people are just determined to run jobs out of Kansas City. We'll talk about it with the Show Me Institute, noon to 1, right here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Welcome Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710, where the number is 576-7710. 576-7710. Talking about the debate tonight and the fact that the WikiLeaks dumps on Clinton, which would have normally been just of horrific consequence for her campaign, especially her open borders comments. She favors open borders. That's her exact quote. That they are completely swamped by NBC's well-timed release of 11-year-old video and audio tapes of Trump saying some very inappropriate things. And the mainstream media is all too happy to ignore the WikiLeaks dump and focus exclusively on the Trump situation. All right, so let's get a few more calls in, or rather some callers in. Next in line is Richard, Green Valley.
Hi, Chris. I had a couple of questions. I hadn't heard this. I thought perhaps you might be able to shed some light on this. Hello? Hello?
KCMO. The KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City. The KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show. Sorry about that technical difficulty we just had there. All right, now I think we're back in business. We're talking about the upcoming debate and the amazing dearth of media attention on some very damning information about Hillary Clinton that's come out, things from her own mouth. But instead, everybody's focused on what Trump said 11 years ago. Go figure. All right, next up is Richard, Green Valley. Richard, now we're on. Can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
I agree with what you're saying, but a couple of questions that I had as I'm listening to all of this soap opera going on is the fellow that, first of all, who was it that disclosed this information about the hot mic? That's number one. Number two, is Billy Bush part of the Bush family? Because it looks like there is a family resemblance. That's the second. And then the third question I have, after you answer first two, I have a legal question in the state of Kansas.
Okay, well, I don't know the answer about Barry Bush. I have not heard that he is related to the more famous Bushes, but if I find anything on the computer while the show's on, I'll correct there. I haven't heard that he's related at all. As I understand it, the audio was in the possession of the NBC program, their daytime celebrity program. I'm forgetting the name of it. And they released it, and then it was picked up by the Washington Post. Or they released it to the Washington Post, and the Washington Post was the one that unveiled it. So they've had it. NBC's had it for a long time, and they've been in charge of it, and I certainly doubt that they just discovered it a few days ago and put it out there as quickly as they could. What was your legal question?
Well, legal question is, in the state of Kansas, and I spent the day in Topeka, that's the reason why, and I thought maybe you could shed some light on this. It has to do with a complaint that was filed against with the Kansas Board of Healing Arts, not against them, but with the Board of Healing Arts regarding some Medicare issues and, you know, and all of that. And this was filed about 2.5 years ago. And it's gone through the whole process. And the individual that was responsible has now been sanctioned in the state of Kansas. But in the state of Kansas, there are statutes that indemnifies and immunizes folks who make complaints to the state about this sort of malfeasance. For civil suits and that kind of stuff, for retaliation. Now, and I can give you the statute number and all of that, but the problem is they have taken the position that we don't care if there's a state statute, we're still going to sue you for defamation. Now, in the state of Missouri, the statute is very clear. The state of Missouri's AG's office will step in situations like that and provides injunctive relief. Does Kansas do the same thing?
You know, I don't, and I don't want to. I don't know is the answer to your question, and I don't want to speak for our Attorney General Derek Schmidt. But what I would advise you to do, Richard, is call the Attorney General's office in the morning on Monday, and see if they will step in and enforce the Kansas statute as you've described it. But I don't want to say for sure what the Kansas policy is, just because that would be an Attorney General's decision, not the Secretary of State's decision.
No, I agree, and that's the reason. Yeah, that's the reason why I spent the day in Topeka and speaking to the AG's office. And I've actually gone through all of that. And I was just kind of curious from your perspective as Secretary of State whether or not you know if there is. See, in the Missouri state statute, it's very clear. It says Missouri AG office will therefore provide injunctive relief and step in.
Does the Kansas statute have similar language?
No, it's silent. Okay, but it does say, as of July of last year, it does say that in instances like this where one is aware of illegal activities, one has to report it. Well, if you're put in a position of having to report this, and then you get sued, it's kind of a catch-22.
It is a catch-22. I completely see where you're coming from. Well, I wish I had a quick yes or no answer for you, but unfortunately I don't. But yeah, I would encourage you to keep pursuing that with them. And at any rate, I want to get on to our other callers who are waiting in line. Let's see if we can get another one in before the break. Oh, you know what? The music's about to start. We have less than a minute left. Okay, I'll tell you what. We will get back to our calls after the break. I'm also going to be bringing in a special guest in right after the top of the hour break here. With his perspective on what's going on in the presidential race. All of this and more, stay tuned as you get geared up and ready and fired up for the 8 o'clock debate tonight. You are listening to the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Fall is finally in the air, and that means pumpkin spice, changing leaves, and holiday event planning. Do you have an upcoming work celebration? Are you hosting family in your home? No matter the occasion, whether you're looking to dress up your guest tables with linens and decor, or you're wanting to serve your holiday meal on beautiful china, All Seasons Event Rental has the items you need to make your holiday event a success. Check out all that they can offer your holiday events in their state-of-the-art showroom at 5050 Kansas Avenue, Kansas City, Kansas. Or go to allseasonseventrental.com to schedule your appointment today.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson for MyPillow. Are you still readjusting and adjusting your pillow all night? Are you still having a bad night's sleep? It's time to order MyPillow. 2-for-1 special on this American-made 10-year warranty pillow that you will love. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and enter code KCMO. It is washable and dryable. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Stop having a lousy night's sleep and order your MyPillow 2-for special. Go to MyPillow.com, enter code KCMO. You're going to
FM 103.7 and AM 710. 101.1 KCFX HD2. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.